Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And I'm always excited to talk with our next guest. Every month, we check in with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, and Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is here once again for our October conversation. Dr. Sales Adams, how are you? It's good to see you.
I'm doing great. It's good to see you as well.
Does it feel like fall to you? Yeah, I mean, the weather's been kind of crazy, right? We were having all these like mid to upper 80s temperatures, and I think we had 90 a couple of times last week, but this week has kind of felt a little bit more like fall. And we're going to talk about some fall things happening around MPS this week, this month. A lot of really exciting events coming up. We're going to get to that here. But you know, what sort of things do you like to do, what sort of things do you look forward to doing this time of the year?
So I'm actually looking forward to going to the display at the Minnesota Zoo with all the different pumpkins. One of our staff members took their child there last weekend and had a great time, but she showed the pictures of how beautifully carved the jack-o'-lanterns are. She said the environment was great, lots of family fun. So I'm looking forward to doing that actually tomorrow.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. And so we've been enjoying the fall weather. We had some warmer temperatures last week, as I said. They've cooled down a little bit this week, but a lot of outdoor things happening. And let's talk about Let's Roll MPS, because that happened this week. And I talked with Jenny Borden about it to kind of preview it last week. And I know everybody was really excited for the event. And so it happened this week. And how did it go in your mind? And what can you share with us about it?
Well, it was a huge success. So more than 20 of our schools participated yesterday. So you probably saw lots of our students on the streets and bike paths on their way to and from school. I actually had an opportunity to go visit Hall Elementary School, which isn't too far from the Davis Center. And the whole school, they were really celebrating with like a walking parade. So we had a chance to walk with the students. The staff and community were out celebrating and congratulating students. Students had bubbles, so that was super fun. But then we capped the day off with Let's Roll MPS, which is our district-wide slow-paced group bicycle ride. And that actually started and ended at Sullivan's Theme School and Anishinaabe Academy. And this ride is so much fun. I did have a chance to participate last year and experience it. But it really celebrates our district's bicycle education efforts, the beauty of our city, and the joy in our connection with others. And we're also helping our students understand the joy of having safer routes to school in the process.
Fantastic. I love it. I know talking with Jenny about it last week, it was, I know she's, you know, her and I get a chance to chat about it every year to kind of preview it. And it's, I know she's always super, super excited for the event every time we talk about it. And so I would imagine it was a great time again this year around. So other things happening around Minneapolis Public Schools is we've got family teacher conferences coming up next week. What more can you share with us about that?
So there'll be no school October 15th through the 17th for family teacher conferences and MEA break. Conferences give us an opportunity for our caregivers and teachers to team up and support students with their academic and social emotional needs. I would just recommend to all parents, and this is something that I've practiced in my own home, check in with your student or your child first to find out how school's going. And then if you can, either note down a few questions or just have them in mind. So when you get to the school conference, you have an opportunity to receive information, ask questions, and to give information, because really it is a partnership. And we know that our parents are our children's first teacher, but we have that partnership between home and school. So it's a great opportunity. One thing I would ask people to do, reach out to your school if you have any questions about conferences or if you need help with scheduling or interpretation services. And this is the time now because it gets pretty busy at the school. So if you do need help with scheduling interpretation, I would encourage you to reach out early. But also one thing to remember, MPS believes in conferencing year-round. So it's not one and done. So anytime that you want to have a conference with either your child's teacher, with the principal, just reach out to the school, get it scheduled, and we're more than happy to accommodate.
And you mentioned MEA, and we talk about MEA all the time. It's usually right around mid-October is when we get to MEA week. I'm not sure everybody really knows what MEA stands for and what it sort of represents aside from, you know, the students get off of school. And I know, like, during football season, the games are played on Wednesdays instead of Fridays, and that's kind of the thing that people kind of think of. But what does MEA actually stand for, and what all goes into it, and what's it mean?
Okay, so first I'll tell you what it means. It's actually day, and it's the Minnesota Educators Academy Conference, which is held in our state, and it will be held on October 16th. And I will tell you, as a first-year teacher, when I first experienced MEA, it's just this huge conference. It's teachers coming together, enjoying learning, and, you know, taking things back to their school. So it's not just one of the most travel days of the year. It's an opportunity for teachers to get professional development. So it stands for Minnesota Educator Academy Conference.
Awesome. Awesome. And of course, MEA break is next week, October 15th through the 17th. So an important day to remember, important couple of days to remember there as well. Right. Last thing for Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. October is a busy month. What can you share with us about some of the days that we've already kind of celebrated here at the district, and what's coming up over the next couple of weeks?
Okay, so like you said, Manny, October is really busy. So October is Principal Appreciation Month. So a big thank you to our dedicated principals throughout the district who lead with heart. October 2nd, we celebrated National Custodian Day. A belated shout out to the hardworking custodians who ensure our schools are clean, safe, and welcoming. MPS Latino Heritage Day is tomorrow, October 10th. Then we have National Coming Out Day on October 11th. Indigenous Peoples Day is October 13th. National School Lunch Week starts on October 13th. And last but not least, School Bus Safety Week is the following week, and it starts on October 20th.
A lot of really important days to remember. October is a fun month, a lot of days to remember, but a lot of really exciting days to honor folks and acknowledge a lot of hardworking people, certainly in the MPS community and beyond. I always look forward to these conversations with you, Dr. Sales Adams, and thanks for joining us today. And we'll talk to you again in November.
All right. Thank you.